Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So Belichick, let's get to Billy Boy. Let's get to Hoodie here. You know, I think that...
I'm not buying this story, by the
you're
way.
You're not buying the story.
No. We'll go through it.
Let me set this up for everybody. So we all recall the story, which was well-sourced and very well-written. Seth Wickersham wrote a piece back in 2017. Pretty explosive because nothing had really, left the building in Foxborough. Everything was in-house. Very rarely did anything permeate their building. And almost... less rarely, if you can say that, did anything ever really leave their building. They had a great isolation. Like, they were almost detached from the rest of civilization, oddly. Like, they just went about their way and handled business, and nobody chirped, and very few contract squabbles, nothing outhouse, nothing in-house, just pretty harmonious, at least what we thought. And then this piece in 2017 with Seth painted a bit of a different picture, a power struggle. Which, I buy a lot of that. I can see that with Belichick and Brady. As much as they worked so well jointly, they are two, Brady's the greatest quarterback and Belichick's the greatest coach in terms of accomplishments. So I can see why there might be a little resistance, a little clash of egos. Even if egos are in check, they're still human beings. So I found that very believable. And then, from the piece, it emerged that because of the unsure nature of the relationship or the discontent from Belichick's point of view, that he went so far as to explore a couple of the job openings. One was with the Giants, right? They hired Pat Shurmur instead. One was with Washington. They retained Jay Gruden. The other was Miami. They retained Adam Gase. That's hysterical. I mean, that just breaks you up. That puts you in stitches. They retained Adam Gase. Just listen to how that sounds. They retained Adam Gase. Willingly, they retained Adam Gase. You say you're not buying this. I want to know, what part are you not buying? That he was looking to maybe coach elsewhere?
That he was looking, but the fact that he would ever leave. And it's interesting, just as an aside real quick, BT. Yeah. So Pat Shurmur, Adam Gase, and Jay Gruden. Yeah. Collectively, did they even stay the 4 years that now Bill Belichick is with the New England Patriots?
No, because, obviously Gase was with the Jets for a couple of years. Shurmur was two and done with your guys. Yep. Jay was bounced a couple of games, whatever it was. Four games in, whatever it was, right?
I mean, it's crazy.
Four?
Five? I think it was five.
Yeah.
does he want to... Look, was Bill Belichick himself reaching out and saying, hey, Daniel Snyder, I'm interested in taking the job? Probably not. It was his people, churning the waters a little bit. Let me just see if there's some interest over here, and maybe this is something I would consider. So if you got to get all the facts right, not the facts right, but the facts laid out there, BT, because you got them right. But here's the other side of this.
Go for it.
This was the first offseason. We remember this, right? That Tom Brady skipped the offseason workout. Mm-hmm. This is coming off the 2017 season, 2018 Super Bowl. The New England Patriots had lost to the Philadelphia Eagles And what was a game that the Eagles, you know, just played so well. They were, I don't want to say they were out, they outcoached them, but in a lot of ways they did. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We all remember this. And Tom Brady was, I don't know, he was starting to probably get a little bit tired of the same old, especially after losing. It makes you feel like, yeah, it's over, mm-hmm. right? Not dissimilar.
Like the old methodology no longer worked,
yes,
kind of deal?
Yes, oh, I got yes. You. Okay. Like what we used to do, just not going to work anymore.
Gotcha.
Like we just can't get people who we think we're better than. We just can't do it anymore. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, what happened last season with Tom Brady, and he ultimately left. And so I think as a whole, they were thinking, maybe this thing is just going to break up naturally, and it'll be amicable. And yes, we're starting to rub each other the wrong way, but that's familiarity. It's a cliche, right? It breeds contempt. And you
familiarity breeds contempt.
Right? You get tired of the same thing over and over. Not that you hate it. It was greatly successful, but maybe you just want to try something new. Mm-hmm. And but the idea that he would actually leave, I don't know if he was ever going to think about leaving.
Well, I mean, listen, this is just human nature. You know, you mm-hmm. talk about when you have a long relationship, and we can use marriages. I mm-hmm. mean, anybody who says that, you know, they wake up every morning and the birds are chirping and the roses are sprinkled on the pillow, stop. I mean, that's not when you have kids running around, not when you have bills, not when you have pressure. That's not life. Now, hopefully there's more mornings like that than not. But not every morning is, you know, where the birds, they bring the little silk nightgown to your wife and, you know, an owl puts slippers and a pipe for the man to stop. It's ridiculous. And even the Yankee, I'll bring up Derek Jeter. It got contentious not with Joe Torre or Joe Girardi, the former skipper before mm-hmm. Boone, but it certainly got contentious with Cashman and Jeter
yep.
when it got to the end and Derek was not quite as bouncy, as rangy as he was at shortstop. The defensive metrics were not kind to him. He knew his place in the city. He knew his reverence throughout baseball.
But he was never going to leave.
No. He was never going to leave, but there was definitely acrimony, for sure. And, you know, to the point where Cashman had to tell him and Cashman had to play the role of bad guy. And I give Cashman credit for that. You know, as much as I respect Jeter, that had to be said because there was an obvious deterioration of his, you know, just overall dexterity. It's one thing if you're playing quarterback and you're not known for speed. If you're playing shortstop in the middle of the diamond in a relatively young man's game, that's tough to hide. You can hide somebody at DH or at first base. You can't hide somebody at shortstop. I say all this because this stuff doesn't surprise me. Listen, do I think that Brady got bored with Belichick or a little immune to the messaging? Yeah, I do, because after 20 years, it's a very stale, very direct, you know, very non-engaging way of interacting with people. It's just very business-like. And business-like works until it gets a little old. You need a galvanization. I don't care who you are. You need some sort of galvanization. So I'm not surprised. I believe that Brady was getting frisky. And I have said for, God, I'd say at least 2 years on this show that I firmly believe that Bill Belichick will eventually coach elsewhere. I've said it. I believe that Bill Belichick is the kind of person we're going to have to rip the hoodie and rip the whistle off of his neck. I don't think this guy's going to be happy going in the booth or going on TV
or going
fishing every day with whomever. He's got a coach.
Yeah.
There's an expiration date on that, Teague. I don't care how great you are.
Well, here's the problem. Is Bill Belichick equipped? I think the answer is yes, but I'm not actually positive that I would say yes, given how kids are, how young kids coming into the league are in 2021 and beyond. So he's definitely coaching the Patriots in 2021. So let's say 2022.
Absolutely.
Bill Belichick is now the head coach of, I don't know, pick a team.
Pick a great team, but go through it.
It's got a couple of established leaders, you know, veterans, not too old, not like 35 years old who you can just get rid of and move on from. And hey, thanks for the great career. We'll put you in your ring of honor and peace out. But we're starting anew. But it's Bill Belichick. Does he want to go reestablish the culture? Because he doesn't know any other way to do it. You know, it's not like he's all of a sudden going to become this, hey guys, let's go bowling. Hey guys, let's crack it up here and there. He's not going to be that guy.
Can't
so
be.
So wherever he goes, He's going to have to take his philosophy, that culture, that detail-oriented approach, and inject it into a new organization. Mm-hmm. And that's going to take time. It's not going to happen overnight. There's going to be some resistance from the existing guys there, some of the veterans. You know, some guys may love it, others may not.
See, right? I don't worry about that, by the way, because if you're that resistant.
But I do, because I think because ultimately, look, Tom Coughlin's a perfect example, and it's his personal experience. He came to the Giants. I mean, it took him 2 years, maybe three, to turn over the roster, you know, get rid of those guys who didn't buy into his way of doing things and his methodology. And it 3 years, it was a rough 3 years. Mm-hmm. You know, there was growth. You could see it, but it was a rough 3 years. And then ultimately, he broke through and won two championships, and now he's a Hall of Fame coach, right? Bill Belichick isn't young enough to wait 2 or 3 years after next year to go someplace else and start over again.
And have a couple of years before you build the base
back
up. Yeah,
exactly. I just don't
Well, who
see
says
it
he's
got
to go to a complete rebuilding job? I'm not saying that.
I mean,
you're making it seem like he's going to go to a 2-14 team. Why? He doesn't have to.
But this
go
is
to
what,
an underachieving 8-8. Go to Chicago. Go to Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting one.
Yeah, I told you I'd come up with a good one.
But that might be the only one.
Well, I mean, listen, Zimmer could be on thin ice with Minnesota. Are we going to actually start playing the hot seat game in April?
Yeah,
probably
in April.
Early for that. But, I mean, if McCarthy bombs with the Cowboys, yeah, you never know. See, the window, to me, I really thought the most natural fit and the complete, you know, evolution and revolution, probably revolution, of his football career, you know, around the sun would be to go back to the Giants. But I think that window's missed because, number one, you and I both believe Joe Judge could be there for a long time.
Oh, he sent his guy there. So,
for sure.
It's not like he's going to go, hey, Joe Judge, go take this job. I groomed you exactly.
Then I'm going to stab you in the back.
Hey, Joe, I'm taking your job, bro.
Exactly.
Sorry, man.
No, it's not gonna happen.
You can come be my special team coach if you want. But
yeah, keep the seat warm for me, right?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I hear you. I think the window was missed if he had that in his heart with the Giants. And I know how much he reveres the Giants organization. He reveres history. He knows history. That sit down, it was a Football Life with Bill Parcells was just riveting stuff.
Agreed.
It's incredible. You could just listen to you. It's very rare that you hear like a wistful, energized Bill Belichick. He almost seemed like a kid getting reintroduced to the sport or introduced to the sport for the first time. It really stood out to me. Now, I don't think he needs to go to a downtrodden franchise because maybe, you're right, maybe the timeline doesn't fit that if that indeed happens. But I will say, and I know it's a totally different era, but I saw it with my own eyes. Antique, I did not think it could happen as quickly as it did. 3-13 and then 1-15. That's what my team did. It was a million years. I get it. The league's different. World's different. 1995, 3-13. 1996, 1-15. The Jets, right? Then they bring in Parcells. They lure him away with that poison pill contract, right? Well, that was for it was for Bill, but also for Curtis Martin the next year, 98.
Yeah.
He goes there, 97. He doesn't have Curtis Martin yet. He's got Adrian Morrell. They go from 1-15 to 9-7, which, okay, but they win 46-3 on opening day in Seattle. I have seen turnarounds based on discipline. Now, again, different era, understood. But if you want the most direct route, and you tell me if you think I'm wrong with this. If you want the most direct route to at least being a representative team, right? Get rid of the penalties.
Yeah.
Have a little discipline and show some passion.
Yeah.
And you're telling me he can't purge through a roster and get rid of a bunch of me guys and bring in some young, hungry veterans, young veterans and rookies that want to play the right way?
Yeah.
To at least get decent?
I mean, maybe.
I think he could.
But what would be the point?
So because he's tired of New England. Okay, wants a new challenge.
Yeah, but
I don't know.
But does it enhance his legacy?
But he doesn't care about that.
Okay, so then why would he leave?
Because maybe he wants a new challenge. Mike Brady got a little bored of the repetitive nature.
Yeah.
Maybe Bill Belichick's a little tired walking into the same building every day for 20 years.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Brady's a little bit different to me when I think about it. Because we've seen how Brady is with these, not that he's corny, but he does these corny things with Rob Gronkowski. And they're sitting on those two, whatever, those Adirondack chairs or whatever, sitting in the middle of the field. They're cracking it up with each other and having fun, joking. You know, that's Tom Brady. And that's what he wanted to be. He could never have done that in New England, and I think he wanted an escape away from the structure, this rigid structure. Not to say that Tampa doesn't have a structure. It does, but it's obvious there's some room for leeway, right? And you see it on Bucs social media as compared to Patriots social media, right? How they put these things out there. And Tom wanted something like that as opposed to being stuck in this box that's immobile. Bill Belichick is the architect of that box, right?
Yeah, and I'm not going to disagree with that. So
it's his home. It's his house. He built it, and he's lived there for two decades now. Well, actually, more than two decades, 22 seasons. He's lived there, and it's got all of its, I don't know, you know this now because you're a homeowner like me. Remember what I told you when you buy a house? You buy a house because you don't have anything else to do because you know you're going to have projects constantly, whether it's your lawn, whether it's, I don't know, the vanity or whatever the heck it is.
Yeah.
Bill Belichick knows all the ins and outs of this house that he built.
No question.
And at 70 years old, he just turned 70, is he going to go build another house? I mean, seriously, think about that.
Well, here's the thing.
I just don't see it.
I got you. But again, you keep going back to that he's going to buy a complete fixer-upper. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's a place where there's only modest renovations necessary.
I think
somewhere in between. Now, I wouldn't bet money necessarily that Bill Belichick is coaching a different team in 2022.
Yeah.
Rule it out as definitively as you are and others. And I've been saying this for 2 years.
Yeah.
This story doesn't, is what I've been saying.
Yeah. By the way, this isn't a live story. This didn't just happen like today. This happened 4 years ago. 3 years ago.
2017 ESPN.
2017, 2018 year. Three or four years ago. Mm. It's not like we're hearing reports that Bill Belichick wants to leave the New England Patriots right now.
No.
The question is...
The engagement with other teams is new.
Yes.
Now we found out that it was the Giants, Washington, and Miami. That's new.
Yeah. The question is, could you see Bill Belichick coaching somewhere else?
Yes.
I say no.
Okay.
You say yes.
All right.
We might never find out.
We might not. D-Cell, what do you think real quick? Could you ever see it?
Hard for me to picture it. I don't see it.
Okay. Yeah. We'd love to get some opinions on Twitter. What do you think? I mean, he is 70, so that number does mean something. I know 70 is the new 60, but you're still 70, and until the average life expectancy goes from 77 or so to 85, 86, 70 still 70. He's in good health. Knock on wood. God bless him. I think it's on the table. My partner doesn't think it is nearly on the table as much. We'll see.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.